This is an RNIB talking book.
A Dinner of Herbs by Catherine Cookson.
Disc 1. This book is on two discs.
5984. A Dinner of Herbs. There now follows a brief description of the book. Roddy Greenbank is brought by his father to the remote Northumberland community of Langley in the autumn of 1807. Within hours of their arrival, however, his father has met a violent death, and Roddy cannot remember anything about his past life.
By kind permission of the publisher. This book, first published in 1985 by William Heinemann, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. It's read by Arthur Blake, and there is a prologue. The book is divided into four parts. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Proverbs 15:17. Prologue 1. Peter Greenbank threw back his head and sniffed. Then, looking down at the small boy who was holding him by the hand, he said, "There's the smell! God, yes, it's a stink! I smelt and tasted it as a boy. It's a different smell altogether from the coal dust. It chokes you, does the smell of smelting. And they built a wall around the mill, thinking to keep the smell in. Did you ever know anything as daft as that? Are we far from this place now, Dar? Far from it, Langley. We're in it, boy, we're in it. You're standing now in the back..."